If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Here at the United Center tonight as they try to end a two-game losing streak against Calgary, a team on the cusp of grabbing a playoff position. Flames beat the Hawks twice in Calgary, so for the Flames, well, they want to sweep the season series. For the Hawks, that's simply unacceptable. Underway here at the United Center, Hawks get control initially, but then the puck taken back by the Flames. Kadri, included in that group of new Flames, is a kid named Rory Cairns, who played his junior hockey in Sault Ste. Marie in the Ontario Hockey League. 188 games, 200 points. He hands the puck to Pelche, right circle. He shoots, he scores, and this is over the blocker of Peter Mrazek. And the Flames take an early 1-0 lead. And the kid I was talking about, Cairns, set up the goal, so he'll pick up his first NHL point. Classic, he'll dump the puck down the left side boards and in behind the Calgary net. Frank Nazar battling back there with Joel Handley of the Flames. Puck comes free, and Coronado took it away, gave it away. Here's Louis Crevier, right circle, fires, he scores! And this may have been tipped on the way in by Colton Dock. If it did, it's his first NHL goal. We'll find out. Looks like it's Crevier's goal, and the Hawks have tied it at one. Cairns, the rookie's got it behind the Hawk net. Banks it to the left point. Ball, long wrist shot. Blockered away by Mrazek. Loose puck in front, they score. It's Jacob Pelche's second goal on the night. He was hungry around the front of the net, looking for a rebound, and he found one, and he sticks the puck in behind Mrazek to give the Flames a 2-1 lead. Coronado in the right circle, drops it off the side of the net, and Coleman spins it in front. Coronado fires, he scores! For Matt Coronado, that's his fourth goal this season against the Blackhawks. He had three in the two games up in Calgary, and the Long Island native lights the lamp again. It's now 3-1 Calgary. Mahal clears to the line. Allen swept it down toward the Flame net, but taken back by the Flames. Cairns into the Hawk zone. Sharon Govich, right circle, fires wide of the net. The rebound shot by Bean. He scores. A shot by Sharon Govich caromed off the inboard over into the left wing circle. Wide open was Jake Bean, and he just snapped it home. It's now 4-1 Calgary. Right place at the right time for Jake Bean. Teravainen, top of the left circle. The Jones deep slot to Bedard, right circle. Shoots, he scores! Power play goal for Connor Bedard. A hard laser of a wrist shot beats Wolf. It's now 4-2 Calgary with 8:31 left in period number two. And still 4 minutes of power play time left for the Hawks. That is Connor Bedard's 100th point, by the way. Let's see if he can pick up 101 on this same power play. Loose puck to the right wing boards. Teravainen couldn't hold it in. He was pressured by Sharon Govich. Then Jones gave the puck away at center ice. Huberto into the Hawks zone to Sharon Govich in front with a toe drag and a shot. He scores. It's a shorthanded goal for the Flames. Yegor Sharon Govich. And the Flames get their three-goal lead back, 5-2. Foligno in the right wing corner with 8 seconds. And it's spun off the stick out to the right point. Kaiser there to Maroon, right circle, tried a last-second shot that ends up between the circles, and there's the horn, ending the hockey game. Flames win it 5-2. They outshot the Blackhawks 36-25 in the game, and the Blackhawks had a 5-minute power play during the second period, could only muster one power play goal. Flames picked up a shorthanded goal in that same power play sequence for the Hawks. And that was kind of the backbreaker. And unfortunately for the Blackhawks, they're going to go down to defeat again to the Flames. They're swept in the season series by Calgary. The Flames won all three games, the two in Calgary and the one here tonight at the United Center. With the loss, the Blackhawks' record is now 14-28-2, while with the win, and this is an important win for Calgary, they needed these 2 points. They got them. They're now 21-14-7, and we'll see where the standings all weigh out at the end of this night.